Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everybody, we got a special guest coming up here. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel joins us this morning. Dave, I got to tell you, whatever you've been feeling with this Dolphins team now at 0-3, Saturday night made you feel a lot better watching how physical and the way the Canes were able to dominate Florida in that game, huh?
Those were, and I wrote my column about it in the Sun Sentinel, two massive dominant lines. And you know, we sit here and you see Carson Beck go on the national interview after the game and all that. I get it, but how did they win? They won because of, you look at those talent on the lines, how massive. And really, Mario Cristobal's built it in his image, hadn't he?
Yes.
Offensive tackle in college. And they're going to have two high number one draft picks, one off each line this year. And that sort of tells you, okay, they're back, right? When Miami's spitting out really talented big linemen, that tells you the program's right where you want it.
Boy, you're not kidding. And the way they're running around and just everything right now, it just looks so good. And of course, they got a big test coming up. All of a sudden, the Florida State story is, and it's at Tallahassee, and so they'll get their first big test on the road here after looking so good at home, where they've been really good at Hard Rock Stadium. Now have to win at Tallahassee. And by the way, it also happens to be their first game. How about that? It could be the two best teams in ACC face off in their first ACC game. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's weird what's happened in the ACC. Clemson has just crumbled, right? Dabo Sweeney living in the past, not embracing the NIL, and you know, it's sort of a story of times passing a coach by. There's one of them, and. You know, who else is there? Georgia Tech. And you look, they're
nice story. Nice story.
Nice team, nice story. But, you know, they don't have the talent to measure up. And, in fact, I heard you guys earlier, and I agree. Who's playing better than Miami right now? You know, and again, I don't see Ohio State every game. I'm sure Oregon. But nobody's playing better than Miami right now.
Hey, so I want to ask you – outside of the quarterback and Cam Ward, obviously, is first overall pick in the draft, is a better quarterback or prospect looking quarterback than Carson Beck is right now, who's done a nice solid job with this team. But overall, this team to me looks a lot better than last year's team in just about every area, except maybe the receivers and the quarterback. What do you think about that?
Well, the defense, look at the defense, Joe. Remember how they left last season with Syracuse?
Yeah, bad.
Syracuse was scoring from the sideline, it seemed. And here, so Mario's pretty ruthless, isn't he? I remember when Al Golden was here and Mark D'Onofrio, and everybody's like, is he ever going to let him go? You don't have that issue with Mario and his coordinator. He's, you know, didn't like the defense, got rid of the coordinator, brought in a new coordinator from Minnesota, and of course they did what they do, which is it seemed like they're signing 4 and 5 star recruits, at every position, and especially they bolstered that secondary, and now the defense is a weapon. So you say what's better or what's different, to me, I just go right to the defense right away.
Yeah, Corey Heatherman, the defensive coordinator, has just done a great job in the transfer portal. To your point, there's a lot of guys they got from this transfer portal that have really upgraded this team again to for a second year in a row, really brought in a lot of talent. Hey, let's flip it over. All right, Dolphins 0-3, getting ready to play the Jets. Nothing's going to change. Matter of fact, the team's going to say, hey, we played a lot better in game three. We're getting closer against maybe the best team in AFC, maybe the second best team. So we're going to keep rolling. The owner's not making any changes. It's pretty clear. So what do you expect? For me, it starts with if we're going with this group, and we're not giving up, and they're getting ready, and we feel we can get back to 500. I saw you wrote about this with some of the guys they have on your schedule. Tua's got to play a lot better. He doesn't even look close to the guy who played in 2023.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened there. He doesn't seem to – not that he ever had a rifle for an arm, but they don't even try to throw downfield. They don't have a downfield passing scheme other than once a game, you know, Tyreek will go deep and they'll heave it up there. But – There's not a scheme. You know, watching a game and they put up the stat on Thursday night that late in the game, Tua's average air pass is minus 0.5 yards from the line of scrimmage. Tells you everything about what they're trying.
Yeah.
And remember, they brought in a new passing coordinator. They spent the offseason trying to come up with some – that was the number one homework assignment. How to get – some mid-level and downfield passing back into this offense. And obviously they don't have the answer. And to me, the question starts with the guy throwing the ball, you know, is this all he is?
You know, I know there's a lot of different parts. The defense has not been what we thought it was going to be either. And, you know, to be fair, but the quarterback situation. And I get it. You can blame the offensive line that it's still not maybe good enough, especially with two starters out on the right side. But now people are going after Tyreek Hill. And I got to tell you something. You can go after Tyreek Hill for a lot of things, but I'm not blaming him for 5 catches and 49 yards. I am not blaming him. I thought he got open. There were some chances to get him the ball. And honestly, Tua can't get it there.
Yeah, I think that's, to me, the takeaway by now that a lot of you look at the games yesterday and you realize how hard quarterback is to play. And yet there's Baker Mayfield at the end of the game. He didn't have his left tackle. He's missed another lineman in the game. I saw Mike Evans hobbled off. And so he's got to win the game after the Jets have just blocked a field goal and scored a touchdown, have all this, their coaches strutting down the sidelines. They're feeling great. And Baker just takes him right down the field for a winning field goal. Then you go to the Chargers game and Justin Herbert, he has 2 drives at the end of the game with the game on the line to win it. And look, you're not going to do those every week, but these last couple weeks with the Dolphins where Tua has thrown bad interceptions in the last few minutes have, we're in year 6. We're in year 6 now. It's taken on a Ryan Tannehill type feel where people saying, well, he doesn't have this and he doesn't have that. I get it. It's never perfect and it's not perfect. And I agree. You know, Kevin O'Donnell of Minnesota made a great point last week, which I always thought that organizations let down quarterbacks as much as quarterbacks let down organizations. And you look around the league, the Darnolds and the Baker Mayfields and the guys who have resurrected their careers. But here we are, year 6 with Tua, and I just don't see it, you know, coming out saying at some point, okay, he's the answer.
No, so let me ask you, he's not going anywhere, though. Like,
yeah.
So Woody brings it up like, hey, how much longer are we going to watch this? And I get what he's saying. Then I go, well, for the amount of money we owe him, we're going to see a lot more of him. He ain't going away. And Mike went all in on him on this new contract when it did happen before last year. So you agree, or do they flip it if he doesn't start playing a lot better than just throwing all these little short passes?
Well, I think he's here this year for sure. I mean, I don't think you can get out of that, and nor should you, because what you have invested, you're just going to ride it to the very end. But in the off season, if this is how it looks, then you're back to square one of, okay. In fact, at midseason, if this team still is looking like this, I think they pull a Heat of 2008 and where Riley said, okay, with Shaq's traded, Wade's hurt, we're tanking. And I wouldn't rule that out with this team.
And I've thought of that. I'm glad you brought that up because I hear that all the time. So that's got to come from the owner. There's no way the GM and head coach are going to go, hey, you know, we've kind of looked at this, kind of like we got rid of Jalen Ramsey. He didn't fit in. We got to start getting rid of some of these guys and look in the future. And I'm going, why? That's what you're telling me? After you guys went all in to get these guys, and now you're telling me you don't want them here? Like, there's no way they're going to do that. They're not.
Completely agree. Absolutely. And you know what? I hated the tank in 2019. My phrase was, smart organizations don't have to tank, and if you're not smart, don't try it. You know, you don't go into a season saying we're going to tank, but if this is the hand you're dealt at midseason, then yeah, absolutely, the owner has to step in and say, okay. And part of that, you have to marry it too, and we're hearing things about the quarterback class coming out of college and how good it is, but are there two – you know, maybe franchise quarterbacks there, and that gets into another tricky situation. You'd be relying upon, God, you want Chris Greer to be talking about franchise quarterbacks again? But you're gonna have to get a read on how good these quarterbacks are, not a final plan or we want this guy, but just a read on, are these good? So that would go into that whole thing. But absolutely, Joe Ross would have to step in and say, we're sinking the boat.
You know what's really frustrating for me?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Very average. On the top of anybody's list. You got Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, Malik Washington is just getting better and better and better. Devon, and now Ollie Gordon II. You know, if I was to tell you, minus not much from the tight end position, but that's your skill position players, you're thinking, you know what? That's pretty
enough.
Good group.
That's funny. That's good.
There's a lot of teams I'm going, hey, let me have that group.
Somebody brought it up on one of the broadcasts that with those three speed, you know, Waddle, Hill, and Devon Achan, that you've got three speed guys that you should be able to, you know, put in various places on the field and spacing to counteract this, all the dreaded two deep safety and look and all that stuff. And they haven't been able to do it for whatever reason. So, you know, here we are. I was kind of excited about this year because I wanted to see what they came up with. And then we went up to Indianapolis and by now we're seeing the same short dink and dunk passing game. That's really
a lot of swing passes, a lot of screens outside, which I get. And, you know, when in doubt, Devon Achane's going to touch and he's going to end up putting up probably big numbers this year, which is great. But, man, you got this thing was built, as you said. And by the way, every week I hear this from the other team going, boy, you guys got that fast crew back. Nobody's going to touch in a track meet, you know, in a relay. And I go, that's great. But, you know, if you're not getting it down the field and getting some big flash plays, 30-plus yard plays, it's no good.
Yeah, and that gets to, I don't know what's going on with Tua in that, again, he never had a strong arm, but
not like this,
it seems like something is physically or something's wrong there, because it's just slow ball now, you know, and then you throw in the health concerns and all that, and so I, you know, the franchise is back to having big decisions to make.
Yeah. And by the way, his last two throws deep, unless we're starting this new thing and we're going to try to sell our fan base on, hey, when you throw it and you go down the field, it's probably going to be short. So get prepared when you run past everybody to stop and come back for the ball, because I've never heard that before for any guys I've ever played with. But that's the new thing. Of course, Tyree caught the first one a couple weeks ago, but the other day he's got a guy on each side of him. And I see somebody wrote, boy, that effort tells you all you need to know. And I'm like, effort on what? The guy's 5'9". What do you think? He's going to jump up like Michael Jordan?
Yeah, that would have been a great – I mean, he's made those catches before, but to expect him to come down with every time, that's a little much. Again, when he – especially the New England game, when he was 5 yards behind the defense, and at some point, you just got to be connected on those passes, and that's what this offense was put together to do. And the coaches obviously don't have an answer, or they don't have the right guy throwing it, because they're back at the dink and dunk offense, which is right. You know, that's frustrating to watch.
Yeah, no, I agree. There's a little disappointment, and hopefully they can get something going there. Hey, by the way, before I let you go, how cool is that game day stuff with McAfee and Matthew Tkachuk? How good was all that stuff?
You know, it's always fun. They had it here. I was trying to think the last time I read. I think it was 2017, and on campus. They had it at the stadium in 2020. But it's always fun. It's always
great for the school. Great stuff.
You know, look, great advertisement for the school, right? I mean, and great recruiting. And all the stuff that it's sort of like the fans' version of when Cam Ward was down here for his pro day, and all the scouts and all the national media was in. So they're up and running, and this is the year for them to win big. This is really, they just got to keep it going.
Well, I'll tell you what, it leaves a good feel when your college here in town plays like that. It was just great for business, no question about it.
Hey, Joe, I thought they were going to shut out Florida. It was 13-0 at half, and I looked up. They were saying, oh, the last time Florida was shut out was 88.
Yeah,
and I thought, wait a second, I covered the Gators back then for the Herald, and I looked up. There's my article from that game. So I tell you how old I am, how long I've been writing stories about 13-0 and 15-0 and all this.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, man. That's all they got was that third quarter, because in the fourth quarter, boy, the Canes came back. And just, they got after him. Dave, as always, man, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Joe. Good talking to you.
All right. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel. Always a good read up there in Broward County. But you don't have to just be in Broward. You can be in Dade and Palm Beach and get all Dave Hyde stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.